Do strong gun laws lead to lower gun violence? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Aaron Cavisto, assistant professor in the College of Applied Behavioral Sciences at the University of Indianapolis, discusses this question.
Most recently, our research revealed that people living in states with the weakest gun laws are more than twice as likely to be fatally shot by law enforcement compared to those living in states with the strongest gun laws. My colleagues and I utilized data on fatal police shootings in the United States from The Counted, a database developed by UK-based newspaper The Guardian. That data, combined with state gun law rankings from the Brady Center to Prevent Gun Violence, showed that citizens from states with weaker gun laws were significantly more likely to be killed by law enforcement. We examined more than 1,800 fatal police shootings that occurred between January 2015 and October 2016, and we took into account differences across states in rates of gun ownership, rates of violent crime, and various socio-demographic characteristics. While laws strengthening background checks appeared to drive the relationship between gun laws and rates of police shootings by reducing the overall number of guns in the community, laws aimed at promoting safe storage and reducing gun trafficking seemed to help prevent guns already in the community from falling into the wrong hands. What was really striking to us was that the laws that seemed to be driving this effect, closing background check loopholes, requiring that parents protect their kids from finding their guns in the home, are the types of laws that large majorities of Americans support. These aren't particularly controversial laws. And this study, like many before it, suggests that they can also save a lot of lives. Also, our findings seem to highlight the challenges created for law enforcement by states that have neglected to enact common sense gun laws supported by most citizens. So while policy efforts targeting police practices represent one strategy, our research findings show that strengthening state-level gun laws offers promise as a tool for reducing rates of fatal police shootings in the United States.
That was Aaron Cavisto of the University of Indianapolis. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.